My name is Kevin, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I'd like to welcome everyone to the ASTM Standard Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to your chairperson, Mr. Steve Howell. Mr. Howell, you may begin your conference.
Thank you very much. Well, welcome everyone to the National Body Support ASTM Press Teleconference. We have some very exciting news to share with you today. My name is Steve Howell. I wear two hats, as most of you probably know. I serve as the technical director for the National Body Support Board, and I also chair the ASTM Task Force on Biodiesel Standards, and I will be your moderator for this press teleconference. As our operator said earlier, this will be an operator-assisted teleconference, so the speaker lines will be live throughout the call. We plan five speakers for you today with some short prepared comments. I'll introduce each speaker, with me being the first. We have David Bradley from ASTM. We have Linda Bluestein from the Department of Energy. Joanne McKinney from Future Fuels, a biodiesel producer involved in the ASTM process. And then Reg Modlin from Chrysler, who will be our final speaker today. After the speakers share their short prepared comments, then we will open it up for Q&As at the end. The attendees will be introduced one at a time by the operator for the Q&A session, which I will moderate. So looking very, very much forward to sharing information with you today. And again, the intention for this conference call today is primarily for press and media questions for those NBB members and other biodiesel suppliers who are on the line. We'll be happy to address questions and issues that you have in other forums. So this forum is primarily intended for press and media questions and to get the information out to folks. So without further ado, I'll launch off into my comments. We are announcing today in this press teleconference that we have one new spec and two revised specs for finished biodiesel blends that have been published for general use by ASTM International, and that publishing occurred yesterday. We have ASTM D975-08A, the specification for diesel fuel oils. That's the specification used for traditional on- and off-road diesel applications, and that spec has been revised to include requirements that allow up to 5% biodiesel to fit under that standard. We have ASTM D396-08B, the specification for fuel oils. That specification is used for home heating oil and boiler applications, and that has been revised to include requirements to allow up to 5% biodiesel use. And then a brand new specification, D7467-08, a specification for diesel fuel oil biodiesel blend B6 to B20. That's a completely new specification that covers finished blends between B6 and B20 for on- and off-road diesel engine use. So those are the three new specs that are now available for public use. And I will go into a brief history and how we developed the specs, and then we'll introduce our other speakers for some additional information from ASTM, from the Department of Energy, from a biodiesel company, and then from Chrysler on the importance of some of the achievements that we've made here. By way of history, the ASTM task force began looking at biodiesel in 1993, so we've been at it for quite some time now. I took over the chairmanship of the ASTM biodiesel task force in 1994, and continue to chair that group. And over the years, there's been a tremendous amount of research and effort and technology and funding put into this area in terms of the biodiesel industry. The United Soybean Board and the soybean farmers have put over $60 million worth of research and development to get us to this point. The Department of Energy, the Fats and Proteins Research Foundation, and other groups have also put in a significant amount of effort and funding and research to get us to this point. And without all of that effort, we certainly wouldn't be here talking about new specifications with you today. Just a little more background and history for you all. We first published the first biodiesel blend stock specification for the pure biodiesel intended for blending with diesel fuel in 1999. That was a provisional standard called PS-121. And then in 2001, we approved the first version of the full society specification D6751 in 2001. And the way that we've been operating is that if biodiesel meets 6751, the B100 blend stock specification, and diesel fuel meets D975, the traditional diesel spec, or D396, then you can use that to blend those products up to 20% biodiesel. And so there was no, until recently, there were no separate set of specs for the finished blends of biodiesel and diesel fuel. The two parent fuels meet their specs, you can blend the two up to a 20% biodiesel level. And That's very similar to the way that number one and number two diesel fuel are handled within D975 today. Well, that way of operating has worked well in the marketplace and has allowed the biodiesel industry to begin and to start to thrive. But OEMs, you know, engine companies, fuel injection companies, vehicle manufacturers, users, and regulators wanted some specs for the finished blend so that they can design their engines on what the finished fuel is, so that, you know, fuel purchasers and users can have one specification for fuel purchases rather than two. Currently, they have to specify both the biodiesel and the diesel fuel spec. Now they can just specify one spec, and the meeting the biodiesel spec is embedded into that. And the OEMs and the biodiesel industry and the petroleum industries have worked very much together to define what those performance-based specifications are so that the finished blends are fit for purpose for use in diesel engines and boilers and home heating oil applications. And it was a true collaborative effort between the engine, petroleum companies, third parties, and the biodiesel industry on these specifications. And we would not have been able to pass these specifications through the rigorous voting process of ASTM were it not for the support of all three groups working together, engine, petroleum companies, biodiesel companies, to get these specs passed. So it was very, very much a collaborative effort, and we're very proud and pleased of the accomplishments that we've been able to make. So with the passage of these specifications, biodiesel used in B20 blends and lower can now be considered a proven fuel. The specs have been designed so that if the B100 meets its specification prior to blending, D6751, and the diesel fuel meets its spec, the blended products will always meet the new blended fuel specifications. So that's an important thing to consider. The other pieces of this information here is that B5 and lower blends are now considered a fungible component with the conventional petroleum-based diesel fuel and are just part of the normal makeup of diesel fuel that can be allowed into diesel fuel with the passage of these specs. And diesel users can be confident that the fuels meeting the newly approved specs are fit for purpose. OEMs can now use these specs to design new engines from henceforward, and regulators can use them to enforce fuel quality. So this is perhaps the biggest technical achievement of the biodiesel industry, and in my personal opinion, since its inception in the U.S. in the early 1990s. So we're very pleased and proud of the accomplishments that we've been able to work together with the engine and petroleum companies to make happen. And that completes my prepared remarks. At this point in time, I'd like to introduce David Bradley from ASTM International to present to you his prepared comments. David?
Thank you, Steve. I'd like to provide an overview of ASTM to you. ASTM, a not-for-profit corporation organized in 1898, is a management system for the development of standards and related technical information for materials, products, systems, and services. It provides a legal, administrative, and publication forum within which producers, users, ultimate consumers, and representatives of government and academia can meet on a common ground to develop standards that best meet the needs of all concerned. ASTM is a proven system that has produced more than 12,000 standards across 135 different technical areas that are widely used in a global environment. These standards are developed voluntarily and are used and referenced voluntarily. Their use becomes mandatory when cited in contractual agreements between two parties or cited by regulatory agencies. ASTM's technical committee structure is made up of main committees, subcommittees, and task groups. The task groups initiate and draft standards. The draft standards are balloted through subcommittees and main committees following the consensus procedures described in the regulations governing ASTM technical committees. ASTM provides an open forum where anyone who has an interest in the standards development activities can participate. The biodiesel-related standards were developed and are being maintained under the technical direction of Subcommittee D02.E on burner, diesel, non-aviation gas turbine, and marine fuels. Revisions to these standards can be made at any time, depending upon industry needs and acceptance through ASTM's consensus balloting process. Subcommittee E has over 500 technical members and is one of many subcommittees under Main Committee D2 on petroleum products and lubricants. Nearly 2,000 members from 62 countries participate in Committee D2. Representatives from refineries, biodiesel producers, engine manufacturers, independent test laboratories, automotive manufacturers, apparatus vendors, experts from academia, government that include the Department of Energy, EPA, state laboratories and Department of Defense, and others provide the technical content for these standards. The ASTM system provides a neutral umbrella under which all interested parties voluntarily participate in the development of standards critical to the success of their industry. The committee meets at two scheduled meetings each year, June and December. The next meeting is at the Tampa Marriott, Tampa, Florida, during the week of December 7th to the 11th, 2008. Meetings are open to members and visitors. For more information about ASTM or Committee D2, I invite you to visit the ASTM website at www.astm.org. To obtain copies of the standards, you can contact ASTM Customer Service at www.service@astm.org. Thank you, Steve.
Very good. Thank you, David. And David and the staff at ASTM have been extremely helpful in the balloting process and doing things in ways that, that expedite, you know, the approvals of the ASTM specifications, and we sure appreciate all of the help and support that ASTM has given. And it certainly is a rigorous process, and everybody has had their due course throughout this consensus-building process. So thank you, David. Our next speaker is Linda Bluestein from the U.S. Department of Energy to provide some perspectives from the U.S. Department of Energy, who's been influential in helping to fund a lot of the biodiesel research and development over the years. Linda?
Hi, I'm Linda Bluestein. I'm co-director for DOE's Clean Cities Activities, and I've worked with a lot of fleets of stakeholders over the year, and I know that a lot of them have been anticipating these specifications for a long time. First, I'd like to congratulate the biodiesel industry, engine manufacturers, and others that contributed to getting these specifications passed. This accomplishment was many years in the making, and as you know here from listening to the previous statements, that this is not a trivial process. DOE has participated with technical advice and input from our laboratory partner, the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, and the work of Dr. Robert McCormick, who is committed to this effort. We appreciate his fine technical work, his service, and his dedication. DOE is committed to reducing petroleum use and reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and biodiesel, along with other alternatives to petroleum, has the potential to help with that. The main thing in our view is that these specifications enable engine manufacturers to have greater confidence in the fuel quality of biodiesel blends at higher levels than B5. Engine manufacturers can then approve the higher blends in their owner's manuals. In addition, when engine manufacturers have more confidence, fleets and consumers also have more confidence as well. And the specifications remove a barrier for usage for consumers. A number have been waiting, like I said, for these specifications to arrive to get approval from their engine and auto manufacturers. I'd like to remind everyone that the Energy Independence and Security Act also calls for using 1 billion gallons minimum of biodiesel by 2012. So these specifications help acceptance and help get more biodiesel used as the ESA renewable fuel standards ramp up over the next couple of years. In conclusion, this is a big step for not just the biodiesel industry and engine manufacturers, but also for their customers. And as needed and as our budget allows at DOE, we will continue to support codes and standards work to help remove barriers to the use of petroleum replacements such as biodiesel. And I just also wanted to say that after working with hundreds of fleets and discussing with them petroleum replacement and reduction strategies, I know that this removes a barrier to broader acceptance. And fleets invest a lot in their equipment and want this added assurance from their suppliers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda, and thanks, many thanks to the Department of Energy for all of your hard work, especially Dr. McCormick and the others at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, and they're at the headquarters, who have been really instrumental in partnering with the National Biodiesel Board and the biodiesel industry to answer a lot of the technical questions and issues that have been out there throughout this this balloting process. We appreciate your efforts very much. Our next speaker is from the biodiesel production area. Joanne McKinney is with Future Fuel Chemical Company. Joanne has been very involved in the biodiesel process over the last few years. And would like to turn over the podium now to Joanne to give her perspective from a biodiesel producer on these specs and what they mean to them. Joanne?
Thank you, Steve. Yes, I'm Joanne McKinney, an analytical chemist for Future Fuel Chemical Company. Future Fuel is a specialty chemical company located in Batesville, Arkansas. We've been in operation since 1977. We began producing biodiesel in 2005 and have a current capacity of 24 million gallons per year. We are in the process of completing an expansion project, and by the year's end, we will have a capacity of 50 million gallons. Future Fuel is ISO 9001 registered, and we are also certified as a BQ9000 producer of biodiesel. We were the fourth company in the country to do so. Quality is extremely important to us, both in our chemical and our biodiesel operations, and we have systems in place to ensure that every batch, every lot of biodiesel sold meets the required ASTM specifications. We become intimately involved with the ASTM process by participation in the task force, the work groups, round robin testing, and we've even provided biodiesel fuel for the tests. Studies that have been performed to which led to these blend specifications. We feel like that the biodiesel industry as a whole is going to benefit from these specs because it's going to establish performance consistency, ensure product quality, and build customer confidence in this industry. And that will have a significant impact on our continued biodiesel growth here at Future Fuel and give us access to new markets such as fleet operations, municipalities, school districts, just to name a few. So, yes, we're behind the new and the newly revised ASTM fuel specifications, and we'll continue to work with ASTM to further improve the fuel quality and help boost the biodiesel industry. Thank you very much for inviting me to participate.
Very good, Joanne, and thank you and your comrades there at the company for all of your help through the ASTM process. And lastly on the speaker list this morning, we have Reg Modlin. Reg is with the Environmental and Regulatory Affairs Department at Chrysler. And without further ado, I'll toss it off to Reg for the OEM perspective on what these specs mean to OEMs and vehicle and engine companies. Reg?
Thanks, Steve. At the OEMs and here at Chrysler, we have a couple of objectives that we keep aiming at, and that's doing what we can to enhance the energy security of this country and to reduce carbon emissions from transportation. When we look at those, the federal government and some states look at fuel economy as a measure of taking petroleum out of our of product use. But what we also point to is that the hot-button items of the advanced technologies, electric and hybrid and such, are all fine, but still the only technology is currently available in the marketplace that could really produce a dramatic improvement in fuel economy is the diesel. We see this in Europe. In Europe, we sell about half of our product as diesel. And the reason people buy it there is that it gives them better fuel economy for the packages they want to buy. In the U.S., we're still looking at the future of light-duty diesel, the future of it coming into the market. But as we observed that, we saw a problem. We saw diesel in the marketplace, and we saw the growing interest in renewable or biodiesel product. The problem we saw was that the biodiesel product that was starting to enter the marketplace was uncontrolled, and we didn't know how to design the product of our products if we didn't have a specification. So we engaged with ASTM and Steve and the rest of the team to try to get to a specification that we could endorse and design our products, especially the yet-to-grow, the newly forming light-duty product arena. With the completion of the standard, we're pretty excited. Now we have the potential for biodiesel to enter the marketplace along with the growth of light-duty diesel, and address both those issues I mentioned to you before, that we refer to enhance the energy security of this country by offering alternatives that can be homegrown and blended on our own. And also, if we optimize those products to reduce carbon, we can take carbon out of those carbon emissions. Oh, by the way, we're offsetting in the neighborhood of about a million barrels per day of diesel fuel, petroleum-based diesel fuel to do it. So we're really excited that as the standard becomes adopted by the various states, we can endorse its use by our customers and reach to a energy secure and reduced carbon future. Thanks, Steve.
Thank you, Reg. And the future truly does look bright for both, you know, light-duty diesel technology and the use of biodiesel in those vehicles. So we're very, very happy to have the support of Chrysler and the OEMs as we went through this process. Okay, now, Mr. Operator, we'd like to open up the call for the Q&A session. Again, we'd like to take media questions at this point in time.